My first encounter with Krochel is memorable. I hear his nasally, high-pitched calls long before I see him. It kind of sounds like someone strangling a cat, no offense to cat lovers. And then he comes into sight.
Oh my God, it's a wolverine.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Well, I'll be right there.
Okay.
I'm bringing a wolverine with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's obvious right away that Krochel, who's 55, has a strong connection to these wild beasts. It's a wolverine on a leash, for Pete's sake. It's also obvious that he's hosted this tour a million times. He grew up on a large farm and has always had a fondness for all things furry and four-legged.
I'm going to talk in a very strange way, so don't think I'm crazy. It's just the way I communicate.
Ha! Ha ha! Ha ha!
Ha ha! This is Bamp.
The Carhartt-clad Krochel explains that not all of the 50 or so animals here are rescues. Some are born at the center. And the animals he's raised develop a strong bond with him from birth. They imprint, he says. Krochel is permitted to the gills by the state so he can house, handle, and breed his animals. There are moose, bears, lynx, reindeer, mink, ermine, and of course, wolverines, all on his 52-acre parcel. He says he's facilitated 6 litters of wolverines in 30 years, but is now just down to 2 males, including Banff. He hosts busloads of tourists each summer, a way to help pay for the critters and introduce visitors to his unconventional lifestyle. Last year, he hosted 125 tour groups. Krochel touts himself as a naturalist and a filmmaker. He walks around barefoot in the non-snowy months to better connect with the earth. He has help with the caretaking. His son and volunteers assist in feeding and other tasks. Banff eventually settles into play mode with Krochel. I'm still cautioned to keep my distance. Every few minutes, Krochel lets out a yowl when the wolverine gets a little too rough.
Oh! Bite me in the crotch!
Yeah. Do they ever get to an age where you can't roughhouse with them like this?
No. Uh-oh, it smells of quail in my pocket, I forgot. Yeah. Just to remind you that I'm not crazy. It's just the way the wolverine feels every time. So you see the change in his, from the beginning to now, see how it is?
Hi! Yeah. Yeah.
As we make our way around the compound, it's decidedly unimpressive. I mean, it's impressive because I know what's prowling in the various enclosures, but it's very rustic. More realistic, Krochel maintains. He recycles what he can, fencing, wood, and the like, to make large pens for the animals. They've got plenty of room to roam and run, and they're moved out to the back 40 when there aren't guests around. The novelty of Banff has worn off, so we move on. In the distance, a wolf howls. But for now, I settle for a lively young fox.
This is a very delightful little creature, Philippe, the silver fox. Every animal has its own little language. Philippe was born this spring.
And in case you're wondering what the fox does in fact say, Krochel throws Philippe some frozen quail parts. He claps and makes his fox noises to get Philippe to mug for the cameras. Krochel knows what photographers, professional or not, want, wild Alaska animals in their natural habitat, but from the safety of a fenced-off area. After Philippe, we move on to visit Lennox, a male lynx. Krochel wrestles with the giant cat and has a bird part on a string, like a morbid version of a common house cat toy. Lennox seems relaxed and happy to interact with Krochel. The bond really is remarkable to witness.
The animals are my therapy. I don't know what I'd be like, but my personality would change, I think, if I wasn't around animals.
Lastly, we head to Isis, a 5-year-old lone female wolf. Krochel gets in her pen, and she plays like a giant husky, running and throwing herself at her master. Isis was born at Krochel's. Both her parents were orphaned in the Brooks Range, Krochel says.
Dances with wolves right here. This is what it is.
We finish the tour with a group howl. Isis eventually joins in. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.